You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Irfan Khairy, internet marketer, in our toolkit segment. Today we're talking about selling information online. So how can you attract people to your ebooks?
Okay, two tips of attracting people to get your ebook is, number one, the title of the ebook, because it's different from the normal book, the conventional book that we have, where you can when you go to the bookstore and you can flip the pages, read a few pages from the inside. But ebook, the title is always the number one catch to get the people purchasing. Some tips of about the, using the title. In the title itself, put down how to do something, like how to play guitar in 7 days, because how to makes the book title become a question. And psychologically, when it's a question, people want to know the answer. Another tip would be insert the benefit in on the title, like how to play guitar in 7 days. Insert numbers. Numbers is good as well. Again, numbers makes it more definite. I mean, like if your boss say the deadline of this work is on end of the month, it doesn't sound too strong. However, if your boss say the deadline of the work is on the 28th, then that number make it more definite. So try put a number on your ebook. Also, it'd be good if you can also include the target market in the title of the ebook. So for example, how to play guitar in 7 days for beginners. That will make it more targeted, and those who are who like to learn to play guitar will see that it will benefit them. So number one is the title of the ebook itself. Number two is actually the ebook cover design. Even though it's an ebook, there is not a really physical product, but usually on the internet we need to see something. So you can again hire someone to design a good cover for your book, so it looks more pleasing for the purchaser to buy.
All right. And how do you know what topics for ebooks are in demand? Let me guess. Google.
Google. Google is one way of doing it. Another thing, tip would be to actually go to the local bookstores and look at the bestseller list. That's a good way of doing it, because anything which is out there. For example, if I went to a bookstore yesterday, and on the bestseller list, a few books about Barack Obama, and that might be a good idea to write an ebook about Barack Obama, because we know that it's in demand offline, so it might be a good demand online as well. And also another tip is, apart from looking at the bestseller list, and not just at bookstore, you can just go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and look at the bestseller there. And another way is actually to look at the local bookstores, which books do they have a lot of it. For example, maybe currently there's lots of health books on the bookshelf. So it just means that health information is widely acceptable and in demand currently. So basically we are using the bookstore's research to know what we can produce online. So look at the bestseller list and also look at the current books which is in the market.
So you need to do physical research as well as, of course, the Google
To do the Google keyword tool. Yeah.
All right. Now, if I'm not good in writing, what are my options?
Okay, if you're not good in writing, what you can do is actually get a ghostwriter to do it for you. Not really a ghost to type it for you, but a ghostwriter. Ghostwriter is, I mean, if you go to the bookstores, you get Donald Trump, Madonna, David Beckham have all these thick books. I mean, they don't write it. They don't have time. They hire a ghostwriter to do it for them. So what you can do is get a ghostwriter. Again, you can use Google to find ghostwriters and then look at the sample of their work. Usually what you do is you send the material and then get them to write the book for you. That's one way of doing it.
You know, one of the things you said earlier was the ebook maker. So can the buyer of my ebook be able to print the ebook?
Okay. Usually, using the softwares like PDF or ebook maker, you can give the choice to your buyer whether they want to print. They can print or not. I would recommend let the buyer print your book, because it's easier for them to read during their free time. It's a bit straining to read ebooks directly from the computer. So allow them to print and then read at their leisure time.
Okay, so now you've got this book. What's the best way to promote it?
Okay, number one, I would say give a free sample. For example, a chapter for free for your ebook, a chapter for free, and then let people to download the free chapter. Because on the internet, people look for free information. That'll be the first thing. So if they download your first free chapter and they like it, then at the end of that chapter, just write down that something like, if you enjoy this first chapter, then why not buy the whole book and then lead them to your website. That's one way of doing it. Provide free information, maybe the first chapter of your book. Another way is actually to run an affiliate program for your ebook, which means get other people, other website owners or other bloggers to promote your ebook. So if you have a ebook about how to play guitar, look for websites, bloggers who appreciate music and get them to join your affiliate program. And say, for example, if your ebook costs 50 ringgit, then give them commission, say 20 ringgit for every sale, so you get 30. Just imagine if you get 100 or even 1,000, 2,000 bloggers promoting your ebook, then you get like automatic money coming in day and night.
All right. And also, do you personally need a blog to promote the book?
I would always suggest to have a blog to promote an ebook, not just an ebook for if you even have any other products or services online. A blog is very useful because you will get your website better ranking in search engines. That's one thing. Also, but more importantly for ebooks, people buy books or people buy into information based on the credibility of the author. So by having a blog, you actually introduce yourself, you increase the credibility of yourself and get people more confident to buy products from you. So yes, have a blog for your ebook.
All right, and what is the easiest way to come up with an ebook for the lazy people out there?
Oh, for the lazy people out there, what you can do is actually interview people. For example, if you want to do a book about guitar playing, for example, and you don't want to write anything, what you can do is find 10 or 15 great guitar players around, ask them tips about playing the guitar, interview them, record the interview and transcribe it into an ebook. In fact, I have an ebook which is called Millionaire's Mentor, where I didn't write a single word in that ebook. I just interviewed like 8 millionaires out there and then asked them tips about financial tips, money tips and then also investing tips. I record the interview and then transcribe it into an ebook and sell it online. And no, you don't need to pay them any money or any commission. But basically, what you need to do is put a little credit at the end of each interview, promote their products, promote their services, and that's about it. And you can keep the rest of the money yourself.
And what will we be discussing next week?
Okay, next week I'm going to go into promotion of your website. So no matter if you're selling ebooks, selling information, services or product, then you need to listen to the promotion part because 94% internet business fail because of not doing promotion.
Thanks, Irfan. BFM 89.9, I've been speaking to Irfan Khairy, internet marketer, in our toolkit segment.
BFM 89.9, the business station.